Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Friday and it's 11 o'clock. It means it's time for our No Prize Pick'em Challenge. We do it every week. And usually it's Amy and me, and then we've got a celebrity with us. And we have a listener. And we have that listener this week. It is Chuck, who is on the show. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey, we're, you know, everything's going on here today. We're doing great. And we're glad that you're with us today. You are competing against two Battlehawks players. Are you ready to do this?
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. Battlehawks defensive end Cameron Kelly is with us in studio. Cam, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Thanks for coming in. It's good to talk to you again.
The rugged Cam Kelly. Rushing the quarterback from the edge.
And this guy, tight end Jake Sutherland, is huge. He's with us. How you doing, Jake?
Good. Good morning, everyone.
The large Jake Sutherland catching passes, running down the field, demolishing defenders on his way to the end zone.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should have done that instead.
Might have been the best intro I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's really very good. And then, so you're going to go up against Cam and Jake, and then you will also compete against John and me. And do you know, Chuck, what happens if you win today?
Absolutely nothing.
That's right. You get no prize whatsoever. We have nothing to give away. So
a sad state of affairs here in the studio.
You get nothing to give away. All right. So are you guys, is everybody ready to play the No Prize Pick'em Challenge? Of course, you guys get nothing either.
We just get your company.
Yeah, you're here. This is the, out of kindness. That's what you're doing here. All right, so what we do is we'll go through about 8 games. We'll see how many we can get through, just NFL games that happen on Sunday. Then the Sunday night game will be the tiebreaker. So you'll pick the winner, and then you will pick the total score, so the total amount of points. Are you ready for this, everyone? We good?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Cam and Jake, you have to come together on an answer. All right, so you get one answer here. So, Chuck, let's start with the stupid Green Bay Packers in Cleveland. They play the Browns.
I'm going with the Pack here. They have the much better quarterback in Jordan Love. Browns, well, you know, they're the Browns.
The Browns are...
Go Pack, though.
That is right. The Browns are, in fact, the Browns are also a 7.5-point favorite. All right, Cam and Jake, who's winning this game?
I think the Packers should.
Yeah. I hate to say it because I'm a Lions fan, but Packers, for sure.
Yep. Oh, you're a Lions fan.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's not going well for me. I'm a Bears fan. It sucks. Oh, yeah, man, right?
Sorry.
Yeah, I watched what happened last week. That was one of the worst days. John?
The hapless Cleveland Browns against the Green Bay Packers. The game will be won by the Green Bay Packers.
Well,
sweet.
Since there's no repercussions for losing, I'm going with Cleveland just because I can't. I can't with these fools. I can't do it.
Packers are the best team in the league, buddy. Have you not been watching?
Yeah, I've been watching, John. Why do you think I'm like this?
Micah Parsons, Ronge.
Yeah, I know about Micah Parsons, Chuck.
We do have a former UFL St. Louis Battlehawk on the Cleveland Browns, though.
Who?
Mr. Andre Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, so then, all right. Well, then, oh, yeah.
There you go.
So, like, go Packers still, but make some field goals, Andre.
Yeah.
All right, Steelers and Patriots, both teams are 1-1. Pittsburgh on the road is a favorite by 1.5. What do you think, Chuck?
I'm going with the home team. Drake May is an awesome quarterback, very mobile. I'm not sold on Aaron Rodgers, and Pittsburgh's defense has been very suspect the first 2 weeks. New England at home.
All right, New England at home. Cam and Jake, what do you guys think?
We're going to go Steelers. I am Aaron Rodgers fan, even though he played for the Packers. I like DK Metcalf with him. I think Jalen Warren's a dog. TJ Watt's a dog.
Yep.
So I'm going to go Steelers.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. John?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, you don't have to do that the whole time. You know what's going to happen?
That's the voice of NFL, buddy, from my youth.
You scratch your throat.
Yeah, you're going to blow your voice out, and then I'm going to have to be by myself for the last half hour. So, John, you're also picking the Steelers?
A team once played on by Cam.
Oh, yeah. I played Steelers back in 2019, so I know the DNA that they got. I know Coach T is going to come with a great game plan, and it's hard to bet against TJ Watt.
What's it like to play for him?
Aside from AB, Coach T is probably my favorite coach.
I love Mike Tomlin so much.
He's a great guy.
Man, I love Mike Tomlin.
Just a great, great coach and an even better person.
Yes, sir.
Aaron Rodgers makes me want to vomit, but I have to go with Pittsburgh instead. I'm taking the Steelers. All right, Steelers it is. All right, Rams. Oh, this actually might end up being a decent game. I think it will. The Rams, formerly of St. Louis, are on the road. They've got the Eagles, who have not lost. Well, I take that back. Their last 19 games, they have won 18 of them, going back to last year. The Eagles are unbelievable. So, in Philadelphia, it's the Rams. Chuck, what do you think?
The Rams have a Saquon Barkley problem.
Hmm.
They don't do very well against him. We're taking the Eagles at home. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly, he says. All right, Cam and Jake.
It was kind of hard for us to come to a decision on this one. I think Jake is more leaning towards the Rams, but I'm honestly going to go with the Eagles. I think the whole league has a Saquon problem, honestly. So
you've agreed on Philly?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll agree on Philly, but mark my words, I would not be shocked if Stafford beats the Eagles.
I agree with you. I think the Rams are a pretty good team, and I know that St. Louis hates to hear it, but I think it's true. John?
The Eagles have not impressed me thus far in the 2025 season. They're 2-0, I get it, but they beat the Chiefs, you know. The Rams are going to win this game.
Wow.
The Rams are going to win this game.
Wow.
You don't like their infamous tush push?
I like the Eagles. They just haven't impressed me.
Have you seen the tush push? There was a guy who did a deep dive breakdown of the tush push and, you know, slow motion every one of them.
Yeah.
And just about every time, the guards and the center are all jumping off sides, but they're not getting called for it. No wonder it's successful. Huh? Everybody's jumping off. I'm going to go with Philly. I'm going to go with them until I can't.
If you got Angel Hernandez behind the plate, you don't have to throw strikes.
That's exactly right. All right, so this is a 2-1-1 teams, and they're both intriguing teams. I think the Raiders could end up being pretty good this year. Commanders as well. Both teams 1-1. They play in Washington, Chuck.
I'm taking the Raiders. Jaden Daniels doesn't look like he's going to play. Didn't practice today for the third straight day.
That's right.
I think the Raiders. I like Geno Smith. Let's go.
All right, so Vegas it is. Cam, Jake, what do you think?
We're going to go Commanders.
Whoa, okay.
Being in the professional football business, he's still got today to practice. They'll probably walk through on Saturday. So I think he probably will play. But if he doesn't, I think we got faith in the Commanders.
All right.
They're a good all-around team.
Washington it is. John?
Geno Smith threw for, 12 yards last Sunday? And I'm taking the Commanders in this game.
I am also taking the Commanders out of respect for a very close friend. I finally, I don't like good things to happen to a lot of my football fan friends, but this one I'm making an exception. So I've decided, all right, Washington it is. I'll take Washington.
All right.
Most of my friends, I got Detroit Lions fans friends, and one of them is coming into town today, and I don't want to see him.
Tell him I said hi for me.
I will. I want nothing to do with this man.
Raiders are going to have to navigate the National Guard to get into the stadium over there.
This guy's a big Michigan fan, too.
Go Blue.
There you go. All right, so let's see. Okay, now for the game. I wish this game could be dumped in the lake. It's the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. Chuck?
Well, being that Chicago has a scrub for a quarterback.
Holy crap.
Got to go Cowboys. Giddy up.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I like Chuck.
I used to until just now.
We gotta get Chuck in here to fill in.
He did his research before the call.
Yeah, he did.
He has.
Cam Kelly, Jake Sutherland, who are you going with in this one? Think about it.
We're rocking with you, Chris. We're going to go with the Bears, bro.
Thank you. Why are you picking the Bears?
I live in Dallas, and living in Dallas has made it almost impossible to be a Cowboys fan.
So, wow.
My whole family's from Louisiana. I'm a Saints fan at heart. So,
me too. Yeah. I love the Saints.
Yeah. So
that's a shame, though.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, living anywhere has made it tough for me to be a Cowboys fan. Awful. All right, John.
You're going to see something you may not ever see again, but the Chicago Bears are going to win this football game.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going with the Bears, too. They can't start 0-3.
And the Bears got a St. Louis native starting at safety.
There you go.
Jonathan Owens.
The Owens.
Yep.
Mr. Biles.
Mr. Biles.
Yes.
It is Mr. Biles. Simone Biles' husband.
Yeah.
Plays for the Chicago Bears. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The New Orleans Saints in Seattle. Saints haven't won a game yet. They play the Seahawks. Chuck?
Seahawks, too much defense for the Saints, and the Saints have no quarterback. In fact, I think John Hancock could play quarterback for them.
Oh, no. My football career ended in the sixth grade when Marilyn Leibovitz ripped the flag off of my belt, and I fell over and twisted my knee.
Your football career didn't end when the 78-year-old teacher broke up a fight between
Coaching back then. I was on the sidelines, but I came out of coaching and played flag football, and there was Marilyn, and she got me, and then I fell over, and that was the end of it.
All right, Cam and Jake, who are you going with?
This is a tough one, right? Cam being from New Orleans.
You're going against?
I think we are.
Cam?
I think we're going Seattle. They got Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker in the backfield. Mm. Seattle's defense is usually pretty good. So we're gonna go with the Seahawks.
Cam?
We're rebuilding this year. I'm being realistic.
All right. All right.
I ain't going chase.
So the Saints are going to start 0-3, you think? All right.
No team has ever gone unvictorious in a season. The New Orleans Saints are going to win their first.
Wow. You know what? It's either I go with the New Orleans Saints, who I do like. I like that team. Or I go with Jeffrey Dean Morgan's Seahawks. You know Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the actor?
No.
It's a big C. He was Negan in The Walking Dead.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
I love The Walking Dead.
Right?
Yeah. Never saw it.
Yeah. Big Seahawks guy. I love his Seahawks tweets. But I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints. I'm picking the Saints. I'm going with my guy Cam. If you won't root for your team, if you won't believe in them, I'm going to believe in them.
I wanted to, but I'm just trying to be a little bit.
He's calling balls and strikes over here.
He is calling them like he sees them, isn't he? Okay. There's something you need? Oh, okay. All right. I'm getting these hand signals.
Dude,
I don't quite understand
them. Meaningless signals from our producer over here.
We're going to do two more real quick. All right. Cardinals in San Francisco against the Niners. Chuck?
Frisco, too much at home for the Cards.
Cam and Jake?
I like Arizona. I think K-1 to get it done.
All right. Yep. I like that. John?
The Cardinals are going to go to the playoffs this year.
Wow.
The Cardinals are going to beat the 49ers.
Okay. I think I'm picking Arizona also. Yeah, I'm going to pick. Oh, yeah, I feel like I've gone in line with.
Saps.
Yep. That's right. All right, here it is. Sunday night game. Ooh. It's the Chiefs in New York. They've got the Giants. All right. So give me the winner, Chuck, and then the total amount of points scored. The over-under is 45.5.
Kansas City gets off the schneid. They have the best player on the planet, number 15. Kansas City wins. Total points, we'll go 48.
48 points. All right. Cam and Jake.
We're also going with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Number 15 is going to bounce back. And then we're going to go 47 because of Kansas City's defense. I think they're going to also have a bounce back game.
All right. Very cool. John?
The New York football Giants, who should have beaten the Cowboys last week. It's going to be a low-scoring affair. 38 points.
38 points. Well, I am picking Kansas City, and I am going with 44 points in this game. If I don't pick Kansas City, Dane and Hughes is going to be pissed at us. So somebody has to pick the
Chiefs.
Oh, that's
right. We're talking to him later.
Yeah, we're talking to him at 11:30. But in the meantime, hey, Chuck,
my best behavior.
Chuck, good luck to you. Enjoy football this weekend. If you win, the only thing you get is you get to come back next Friday and play again.
I think Chuck should come back regardless.
Absolutely. I'm with you, John.
That's not how this game works.
I'm pro Chuck.
I'm a Chuck fan.
Yeah, we're all Chuck.
I love Chuck.
Today, we're all Chuck.
Oh, I thought you were anti-participation trophy. No, he's got to win. He's got to earn it. Chuck, hopefully we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
See ya.
And we have Cam Kelly and Jake Sutherland in studio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.